For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The Vietnam War remains a traumatic episode in American history. This month marks the 40th anniversary of the war's end. That dramatic event is documented in Last Days in Vietnam, a new film airing on PBS's American Experience. Previewing the film's gripping depiction of the war's chaotic final days in late April 1975 stirs memories in Quay Nguyen of Colombia. The film shows the often disorganized rush to evacuate Saigon as the North Vietnamese advanced. As a boy in Saigon, he saw the war on television, but Quay did not initially feel the impact of the invading force because his parents hid the gravity of the situation from their children. But eventually, he saw evidence of the war himself.
A few weeks before the fall of Saigon, when I see really gunfighting, airplane in the sky, bomb dropping in the President Palace, I knew something was coming. But I did not realize how bad it would be. At the end of April, everybody was scared. The adults scared more than the children. But at that time, nobody said nothing much about how bad it's going to be. But they knew, my parents knew, but they didn't want to scare us. That's why, especially my mom, kept it really quiet. I still remember her in the house and she cried, but she didn't say why.
The Americans evacuated thousands of Vietnamese military officers and VIPs, mostly by helicopter, who would have been imprisoned or killed by the communists. But others were left behind as the enemy advanced, a source of continuing controversy, according to the film. Quay's father escaped in 1979 and came to the U.S., where his family, including Quay, was allowed to join him in 1986. During the war, Eric Seymour of Easley was flying helicopters, transporting both combat and non-combat personnel, as well as doing medical evacuations, sometimes under fire. Though his tour of duty ended before Saigon fell, he still was affected by the fall, and he believes that waning U.S. interest in Vietnam helped hasten the NVA's, the North Vietnamese Army's, eventual victory.
When the NVA went in 75, they did exactly the same thing they did in 1972. In 1972, Nixon was still the president. When they went in with the same plan, that is, come from the north and try to cut it in half, because of American air power, we were able to stop their advances. However, by 75, the country was through with Vietnam. It didn't want to provide any air power, and the Vietnamese army just was not capable, especially with its air power and its supplies, of stopping the flow of the NVA and their offensive.
Seymour followed the war closely and says the helicopter airlift depicted in the film was the last of four options planned. Otherwise, more people could have escaped in the final days of April.
The helicopters only got out about 7,000 people. About 1,500 plus were Americans. The rest were indigenous or other nations. Totally, we came close to 140,000 leaving altogether by various means, not only the 29th and 30th, but ongoing months where they slipped out. Don't know the number of helicopters that crashed that were VNAF, Vietnamese Air Force, that were trying to fly out to the ships. We'll never know that.
Last Days in Vietnam was directed by filmmaker Rory Kennedy, daughter of the late U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy. It will air on PBS and ETV Tuesday, April 28th at 9 p.m. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio.